You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So let's get to it today. I love it when somebody actually uses the word segment because she says, could that be a segment on your show?
A segment? Yes.
Perfect. Well, it is the segment now, Raylan. She says, I was talking to my brother over the weekend. I asked him why I hadn't heard him talk about his poker parties lately. He told me his wife couldn't stand that he did that, so he quit going to them. Raylan said, I was shocked. He always loved playing poker with his buddies. When I asked if it bothered him that he had to quit, he said no, because his relationship was more important.
Oh.
Raylan says, I'm just curious how many people quit doing something they love in order to keep their partner happy. Could that be a segment on your show? And here's the self-serving part for us. At the end, she goes, thank you. I can't start my day without my boys.
Aw, thank you so much.
Hugs to you, Raylan.
Kiss your face. So is
she says, how many people quit doing something they love in order to keep their partner happy?
And I mean, it could be two different things. You just voluntarily say, I'm not going to do this anymore. But I do like the other side of it where your lover at the time says, you need to stop this or this relationship is going to be stopped, essentially. So then you quit, you know, the love of whatever you're doing. Angel wrote in on my Facebook. She says, I was dating my boyfriend for 2 years. I told him he had to give up golf. It was taking up all his time, and that's all he wanted to do on weekends. I said he could do it once a month, and that's it. We've now been married for 15 years. I was right. Ha, ha, ha. And that was from Angel. And, you know, like, I have a little similar story. When I started dating Nick Knack 20 years ago, she was a bit of a social smoker, Dom. So we'd go out with friends and stuff, you know, and you got to have a cigarette when you're having a drink, you know, was always the excuse. And I was a smitten kitten with her. And I, you know, after a few dates in, I was like, you know, I really want this relationship to continue, but I want you to stop smoking. I mean, yeah. I find it gross. You smell, it's bad for your health, and you taste funny. I don't want cigarette kisses. And she did. She quit. And here we are 20 years later. So
yeah.
I kind of put down an ultimatum, like, I'm going to move on if you don't stop smoking. I don't like that.
I dated a long time ago, I dated a smoker. Same thing. I used to think about that because I would go over to her house when I left. All of my clothes and everything smelled like cigarettes.
Yeah,
smoke.
You know.
But I never asked her to quit. We just broke up naturally.
Yeah, it's not like she was a chain smoker or anything. It was just like if we were out doing, you know, she'd have one at the club or something.
Sure.
I was like, yuck. But yeah, so I want more stories. I know there's some controlling people out there.
you could call in if you were on the receiving end of it.
Please,
too.
Yes.
Like they were the controlling one who said, you need to stop blank. Mm-hmm. You know, that golf one. Who was that? Angel, you
said? Angel, yeah.
See, I can relate to that because that's why I basically quit playing golf on my own. It's because I realized how much time it was taking. I mean, that's a six-hour commitment between driving there, warming up, playing 18 holes, then having a beer with your buddies. And it's like 6 hours. And I was like, God, that's a long time.
And probably
time,
by the time
man.
You get home, you're a little tipsy and then tired, and you don't want to go out with Angel on a Saturday night because you're tired from playing golf all day.
And the bottom line, I've been playing golf for decades. I never got any better. So I was like, oh, whatever.
It was time to quit.
Dina wrote in. She goes, I had a guy tell me he needed me to give up yoga. She goes, I don't even miss him.
Yeah.
See, that's just creepy. Why would you tell your partner you can't go to yoga?
See, that one's kind of weird. There's something weird. Similar to that, Janelle says, I told my boyfriend that he could not do ATVing because I was worried he would kill himself. Gave him 3 months to sell his ATV and gear or I was leaving. She says, I saw him on Facebook the other day. He's married with 2 kids and has a bright yellow ATV. And that's from Janelle.
He found someone who accepted him for his dangerous lifestyle.
Well, see you later.
Katie says, my husband, as a bachelor, used to love playing computer games with his buddies every night. She says, I did not ask him to quit, but to limit the amount.
Okay.
We made a compromise, so he now has 2 evenings a week dedicated to gaming with his boys.
You nerd. Well, that's kind of nice. The compromise is nice.
Yeah.
Chris wrote in, looks like a male Chris. I told my wife she had to give up and stop getting tattoos. She had a couple that I thought were cute, but over the course of a year and a half, she got 7 more. I said if she got any more ink, I'd have to leave her because overly tatted people were not my jam. She did respect my opinion and stopped getting them. So that's
so she stopped at 9 total? Is that what he's saying?
That's a mighty bold ask. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Stop tatting. Yeah.
Danielle from Arvada, the 8000ers, said, I had to stop going to concerts and listening to the music I loved because my now husband didn't like it at the time. That's kind of interesting, too.
No more concerts.
She can't listen to the music that she likes?
I don't like that one at all.
Danielle, we don't like that.
I hate that one.
Unless there's some sort of backstory about it. I don't
mind. Yeah. Here's a Kathy. You got a good one?
Just go ahead with Kathy.
Kathy from Little Fun. I was told I had to give up bacon. Yes, bacon. My boyfriend hated the smell, and I would make it every Saturday morning. I tried for a couple months to give it up for him. She says, boys, the sexy time with him was nice, but the bacon was way better.
Bacon is better.
He left me when I went back to my old habits. Okay. Listen, you got to stop eating bacon. This house stinks.
Don't go baking my heart.
Yeah, right.
Alex always sends funny notes. Alex says, my wife told me I had to stop using old boxes as tables.
Right. That's good. Get rid of the beanbag chairs, too, dude.
You know, there are several coming in that are talking about how, my spouse, or when we were dating, told me I couldn't see other people. That's kind of a given,
After a while, yeah.
Yeah, it depends on how much time. Like, we were talking not that long ago about that person that I went out with for less than 2 weeks, and then she found out that I was going to lunch with an old friend of mine that I had been friends for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you don't need to be seeing other people. I go, it's lunch with a friend. I'm not going off and sleeping with them.
Yeah, sim it down.
And she said, I can't have that. And I was like, Then you can't have me.
I'm going to go enjoy my jalapeno poppers.
It hasn't been 2 weeks yet. I mean, I'm not putting a ring on it after 2 weeks.
Right. A lot of messages coming in about like changing hair color, hairstyles, changing little things like that, how they dress.
Yeah. Gabrielle says, I told my ex that if he didn't limit the amount he was smoking weed that I was going to leave, he chose weed over me.
The pot weed?
He chose the pot weed over her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
This has been some good pot weed, I guess. That's kind of a kick in the crotch, isn't it? Like, if somebody chooses weed over you.
You're right. But at the same time, I mean, Gabrielle can know that ultimately, if someone is choosing weed over you, then you're probably just better off. Right. Let them have their love affair.
Yes. Let that person
with
go.
With weed. Just let them have that.
Let them go. Any others?
I think, yeah, there's a bunch of good ones coming in. I think what we're finding, though, with all of this is that sometimes it's good to find this stuff out early on. You know, in a relationship, and like the 2 week thing with I can't go to lunch with a friend I've had for 10 years.
Yeah,
it's best to find that out early before you get too far in. Like the tattoo one you were reading. I would, if I'm the woman who wanted to get a whole bunch of tattoos, I would want to find out right away from somebody that I'm going out with if they're going to have a problem with us. Let's not waste too much time because this is who I am.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And I got to be with somebody who likes the ink. That guy said he doesn't like the ink.
Yeah, the woman who wrote in about the gamer boy. And she said, if you can limit it to 2 nights a week. So in his mind, he's like, all right, can I handle just 2 nights a week? Or do I want to give her up so I can do 7 nights a week playing games?
Don't do 7 nights on video games, man.
Dude.
Enjoy your girlfriend.
I mean, what we're finding really with this, and I'm sure it goes both ways, but the anecdotal evidence we've got is that all of these dudes we're hearing about are so immature, it's ridiculous. I mean, really.
Yeah, some of them are, yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, all of these... Gaming versus, the love of his life. Smoking weed versus the love of his life. They're just children. Really, they're man babies.
I want to read a text that just came in from Nicole. another knickknack. She says, my husband used to shave his nipples when we first started dating. I found it so odd. I asked him to stop because, hey, hair is hair. So he did. Hairiest nipples in the land. Can't go back now. That's from Nicole out of Denver.
I like
I kind of want to see a picture, Nicole.
Oh,
is that weird?
Great.
I want to see the
hairiest
nipples.
Are we taking a call on the one quick call?
One quick call, Kimberly.
Hello, Kimberly. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I think that there's got to be a backstory to that whole poker thing. Was he, like, doing it? How often was he doing it? Was he spending a bunch of money? You know, there's got to be a backstory to have them stop. But when my husband and I were first dating, he took me to go hit a bucket of balls. He wanted me to get into golf with him, and he kept saying, quit hitting them like a baseball. Quit hitting them like a baseball. And I finally said, you know what? I won't ask you to scrapbook. You don't ask me to golf. I think it's important to have things to do.
Compromise.
I agree with that. Thank you for the call very much, Kimberly.
Spot
we appreciate
on, yeah.
it. I'm a big fan of having separate lives, and then you come together, you have a more full relationship if you've got a full life outside of that relationship.
You've got to have hobbies and things that take your mind off your daily mundane life, you know.
Kimberly's got her scrapbooking. He's got his golf. That's fine. And she's got a good point about the backstory with the poker parties, that there might be much more involved. There. We have a mutual friend of ours, Jared. He used to be big into online poker playing.
Mm-hmm.
He was online every day playing poker, you know, against people all over the world, total strangers, but it was real poker. I mean, money was invested, won, lost, all of that. And his wife finally, I went and talked to him one day. I said, I haven't seen you play your poker lately, because I used to see him doing it every day. He goes, yeah, the wife said, got to put a stop to that.
She took away my account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and with gambling, it's different, because now suddenly you're talking, especially if you're already married, now you're talking about people, you know, losing everything.
That's truly a money issue. Yeah, you're losing the mortgage that month. So I get that one.
There
Thanks for all
go.
The messages, you guys, from poker to ATVing to hairy nipples. Well
we
played today.
It all.
We got it all. Thank you.
As always, you make our days. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for your text messages.